Beleza. Hello, hello. We actually got the Zoom fixed about 1 minute ago.
Good timing.
What?
Good timing.
Well, I thought it was fixed before, but they were working on it, but it's, I guess it wasn't finished. So I just called them. They just finished it. They just forgot, whatever, they didn't install the button or something. Okay. Shamir, where are you? You look like in an empty room.
No, just a backdrop.
A backdrop? Oh, that's not real?
No.
Oh, well. All right. And if it's just a backdrop, you might as well do like Aaron Hertzberg does. We get a backdrop of the Mars or something.
Not quite Mars.
I'm saying Aaron Hertzberg gives us quite much more entertaining backdrops. Right.
I don't think it's very good professionally, so.
Okay. All right. So we were doing this. We're up to the Marsha, I think. So the right. It's a time. It's basically time. Hello, everybody. Okay. So we were doing the Marsha. Basically, the Gemara has a shaila if it paters its tzara. So Gemara says, Chai v'lav, say everybody agrees it doesn't pater its tzara. Shaila is Chai v'lav. Do we say if Eseitz Doiche, so it does pater its tzara? Or do we say it's not Doiche because it's Efshir b'chalitza, and therefore we're not pater its tzara? So pretty much the Gemara is beferish. And Chai v'lav say where the halacha is that it's not daicha, so it does not pater the tzara. And that's pretty much refresh in the Gemara. So the diak in the Gemara is why does the Gemara only talk about the tzara? Why doesn't the Gemara talk about herself? So Rashi spoke when it said on the tzara that it paters the tzara, says it paters herself too. When it's sad that it doesn't pass that it's Sarah, Rashi doesn't say anything. So that's a strange Rashi. Okay, so that's what we did the Marsha. So let's read the Marsha over again. We're trying reading the Marsha. The Marsha says, "Zochayra, the Sarah dafka pligi, v'amana min erison. The ikka ma damar ain't about there is a rasa. Why? Kiven ain't essay dechadosei." So we thought this was a very interesting line that he says that if the essay is not deiche, you're not mikayim a mitzvah klal. Klal is a very, very strong lashon, right? In other words, this is the exact opposite pashtus of the Parshas Drachim. Parshas Drachim said that. It's because he was also probably going on the side that there's no Esh Yisrach. The Marsha is also obviously holding there's no Esh Yisrach because he says Kedushin is typhus. And the Parshas Drachim said in his Vida wanted to say that it could be that you're Mekayim the essay, which is Doiche Delosa say, and you don't get Malchus on Delosa say, right? That was his topic at the end of the piece. That even though it's in the losa say by say, and you're not supposed to do it, but it's for it to be doicha the losa say, which means that he obviously holds that you're mekayim the essay. Clear. But the Marsha, completely different. And he says that if the essay is not doicha the losa say, and then you do it, lo mekayim bo mitzvahs yibum klal. Right? There's a very, so we have a machloket.
Maybe this is a bezunderedin. Maybe this is a Bezundra din in Rish Lakish.
Why is it a Bezundra din?
It's in Rish Lakish. When there's another option, then we kill the din of Yibum. It's nothing. It's not. It's that when the din is completely eradicated because we don't want you to do that. It's that the Torah said there's a mitzvah Yibum. Torah says now it's not. It's gone because of chalitza. There's two ways to mekayim this mitzvah. Luyitzur chalitza is a mitzvah, whatever. It's later on. What?
I don't hear. I'm sorry.
Again, he says the same thing with reference to Almana Mina and Nisun as well. So right. I don't know what you're just going to finish the Marsha.
Because it's after the Kayim Shneim, it just takes off the din of Esei Deiche. But so let's say the Torah never wrote Esei Deiche. But I would have, if you would have asked me, if the Torah never wrote Esei Deiche. So, but the Maisa, now you did, you were over in Aveira. You did the mitzvah yibum. You should be yaitzei the mitzvah. Where does a mitzvah disintegrate? I don't know why. Why should a mitzvah disintegrate?
Because we're
yibum.
Fulfilling.
You did a mitzvah yibum.
Because we're saying is that there is no mitzvah yibum if the Torah is saying that the mitzvah yibum is coming through chalitza. In other words, the chalitza itself
there's no mitzvah of yibum.
No, the mitzvah yibum is a mitzvah of yibum is right. The mitzvah of yibum is only when there's no blockage. Then there's a mitzvah of yibum. But if there's going to be a blockage and I have another way to mekayim mitzvahs yibum, there's no two options of yibum. Yibum is to do a ma'isa yibum. It happens to be with chalitza. There's a zoya, whatever. I'm not going into. I'm just saying there's different ways to mekayim the mitzvah of yibum.
I don't hear that. So I can hear a svara in general. You say anytime the Torah says they don't want you to do it, so that means they take away the mitzvah. That's what we wanted to say in the last sugya. I don't hear the difference between ein esei deicha lo sasei and ein esei deicha lo sasei vasei. I don't hear a difference.
What is the purpose of making this distinction, though? What are we trying to accomplish with this?
I don't know. No. Anyway, but a ma'isa. It's very, no, he's trying to say there's no machlokes between the Marshon and the Parshas Drachim. Because the Parshas Drachim was talking about a lav ha'asei, and the Marshon is talking about ein esei deicha lo sasei. So that's what we'll be trying to do. But okay.
Again, the problem with that, to say that, though, is in the Marshon leaves us hanging as far as not patin the tzara by chayvi lav and v'asei.
Okay, we don't. Let me read further in the Marsha, but I'm not ready to accept the difference anyway. So let me. The pashtus is until we have a chloraya. The pashtus is that we have a tremendous machlokes between the Marsha and the Parshas Drachim. Even though again pashtus, well, you'll get me. That's the pashtus. Get me the pashtus. So. Where did Shmuel disappear? I don't even see him anymore. I'm here.
Don't worry. I'm
here. Okay. I thought you got so upset because I didn't agree. All right. Anyway, so the Maisa, the Marsha, the Parsha Stroklin clearly says that by Chayve Lavim Asay, if the essay is not Deiche, you're still Mekayim the Mitzvah's essay if you do it. And the Parsha, at least by Chayve Lavin, when it's not Deiche. So he says, Lo Mekuyim Bo Mitzvahs Yibum Klau. So it sounds like, at least what I would have said, is that there's a Hashkafa difference when you have a mitzvah and the Torah does not want you to do it ever. Not like Nida. Nida, they just don't want you to do it today, but they want you to do it tomorrow. But if there's a case that they never want you to do it, like a person who has no hands, so they never want you to put on tefillin, do you get a mitzvah tefillin? So if this Kohen Gadol, we never wanted to do yibum. I don't never, but for this woman, if you had a different amana, be amana mina erison, maybe different, I don't know, but this woman, we never wanted to do yibum, so then it there's no mitzvah. That's what I think the Marsha holds. But okay, So therefore, no mekayim b'mitzvah yibam klal, v'dayin sarasa zakukli zikukli yibam. Because what takes off the zika from the tzara? The fact that you fulfilled the mitzvah. And if you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, so the tzara is called, it's still zakuk. Bayis echad u'bayne, v'ein u'bayne beis batin, if you weren't bayne, any batin. Avo, v'hi gupa, v'kule amba, lo pligi, disagi, lo beget.
Why? He wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. Why is she potter?
What?
He wasn't mekayim the mitzvah.
So that's the question. Let's just read it. Going to say tafila madarena say dechalosa say v'hokolo mekayim bo mitzvah yibum. He says again, you're not fulfilling mitzvah yibum. Mikomakom areyu kishin lechol daver. So kedushin taisin bechavig lavin v'sagi ve'beget.
It sounds like he's not as sure by Chayvilav Maaseh, right? Because he's saying Ikal Amemar Hachi, like there might be, it's a little bit of a stretch, no?
Well, maybe because by Chayvilav Maaseh, yeah, there's a little stretch because by Chayvilav Maaseh, it's not just but it's also from Rav the Pasuk that Yeshia Vilma Achas She'ein Oida Leibum, and there's
that Pasuk was a pick, that Pasuk was applicable to Chayvi Lavin as well.
No, the Gemara in the Maskana might say that that Pasuk only applies to Chayvi Lavin Vasei.
But why wouldn't that be? I'm saying, but in the Manda Amru held Efshar B'Chalitza, it also.
I don't know. Lo yodea. But it could be that that's not also Pasuk. I don't know. But I'm just
why would it be? For what reason?
That once you have a Pasuk, so the Pasuk tells you there's no Zika, no Yibum at all. So then, yeah, then maybe there would be an Isser Eshesach.
But that doesn't come from the Pasuk.
No, maybe the
even if we say that Yevinto is the Chayvei Lave Aseh, yeah, the Yevinto is only teaching me that it's Oilel Chalitza. It's not teaching me that it's not Oilel Yibum. That I know.
That's not Mukhruch. It's not Mukhruch. It could be saying it's Ain. I don't know. It might be teaching you both. You might not be a Kiddush. It's teaching you both. It might be taking you a higher level out of the Mitzvah Yibum. Okay, I don't know. I'm just saying possibly. Okay, we'll have to think about it. Why is there a... Let me finish reading it. Okay. Oh, we don't have to finish it. So what is he saying? So he says, let's stop it. We'll go first back to Sandy's question, because that's a more basic question. You know, why is he not sure? But what is he saying? He says, you're not Mekayim Mitzvah Yibam at all. No Mekuyim Bo Mitzvah Yibam. But still, Sagi Lo Beget. So what in the world is the svara for that? Why should it be sagi lo beget if you're not mekayim mitzvah yibum? Right?
In all fairness, he says the pshat. Okay,
There's few different possibilities that you can put into
it. No Asian.
He says the pshat is because of a law given shalacha nashim to the full dover. So I'm not. Again, and I don't know, I wasn't here for the shir previously, but Tosos does seem to make broader applications from the concept of Nas Ish L'chol Dover than strictly limited to the fact that you had a kinyan. It's, you know, it's not so pushy.
I don't know.
That's a drasha. Right, so I'm saying Tosos and the previous Tosos seem to consider the applicability of that to Chayvi the Israel Chayvi Lavin as well. So
the drasha of Ishta, I don't agree with you. I don't. Because I would say that the drasha of Ishta the Chol Dover Pashtus only applies if you do Yibum.
What do the words mean?
If it's not Yibum, you don't have the drush of Isha L'chol Dover.
If Tavis had a Havamina,
then Nasa Tavis and Chafam Adays had a Havamina that Nasas Keishcha the Chol Dover would take off the Isser Lav Vasei. That was the Isser Lav. And therefore, the Biashnia should be Mutter. So I do not believe that anyone would have a Havamin in this case that you take off the Isser Lav. I think that he's just using the words of the Gemara. He does not mean the Drasha. I do not believe he means the Drasha. The Drasha of Nasa Kishnah Gevaldaber is only by Yibam.
But he misses that's okay. I mean, we can dig back.
But if you just did get into Yibam, I can talk in Yiddish too, Shmo. If does Heitnish can Yibam, so then there's no reason to get the drush of Nasa Kishnah Gevaldaber. So I would be inclined to say that he doesn't mean any special drasha.
I guess what I'm saying, in all fairness to the Marsha, though, it's a lot of assertions in Pshat and Tosin and Chaf and the Beis. So you know.
We'll see. My gut feeling is that he just means he doesn't mean Nasi Shulis. He said Kishul Chol Daver. Why the Kedusha Taisim?
He is mechalik though. He is mechalik between the Isser Eishes Ach, which we say we don't say Hasha taking the relation to the Isser Eishes Ach. Mikoach the drush of Alacha kevesh Alacha Nasi Shlochol Dover. So, simply speaking, he's been mechalik between that which we're learning out from the drush and Chayvi Lavin.
I'm allowed to. we'll put yours as a possible pshat. So I had two possible pshat, and now we have three. But I still personally, I am not inclined. I would agree with, I don't want to blame it on Sandy, but Sandy, but if you assume that there's absolutely no mitzvah yibum, the pasuk is kivin sheyavma nasek ishcha lechol daver. There's no din of nasek ishcha lechol daver if you didn't do yibum. I don't believe that the yibum is what generates the Nasek Ishkol Daber. There's some because you're such a wonderful person, you did Yibam, so therefore we reward you with Nasek Ishkol Daber. But if you didn't do Yibam, why in the world do you get Nasek Ishkol Daber? So I would say that Rebbe, it's just an expression.
If he comes on to Kedushin type,
Rebbe, isn't he just saying
that means he's dropping
Yibum? I can only hear one at a time, so someone has to scream louder than the other. One.
He's dropping Yibum and he's coming to Kedushin. He says the Kedushin types in Chayve Lavin, implying that even if there's no Yibum, but there's such a thing as Kedushin types.
So good. So now you have Kedushin and you give a get and you take off Kedushin, but a get can't take off Zika. If get doesn't take off Zika, so what does it help me that Kedushin dies in Mechayve Lavim? So you have Kedushin, so now you have Kedushin and Zika. Since you didn't fulfill the mitzvah Yibum, so you have Kedushin plus Zika, you give a get, you take off the Kedushin, you're left with a Zika. So why switch Zagi Lebi get? Hey, Shmuel, now you can talk, Shmuel.
my understanding was is that it's no worse than a mimer or anything that somebody does, and mice at the end of the day, you're gonna need a get.
But if you do mimer, you also need chalitza. Because it doesn't take, because the only thing that takes off Zika, as far as I know, is Yibum and chalitza. And the chayra, if there's no mitzvah klal, then there's no yibum. There's no mitzvah yibum. There's no mitzvah klal, because we're assuming there's no mitzvah yibum. So there's no mitzvah klal, then there's no yibum. So there's no yibum, so you still have Zika. So now you went ahead and you made Kedushin deraisa. Very nice. It's Kedushin deraisa because you're a Mekasher Bibia. And since you did Bibia, so Kedushin is Typhase. Okay? But it's not... But then you give a get and you take off the
Kedushin. How can he be married to an Eishes Ach? He can't be married to an Eishes Ach. You can't have it both ways.
So marry the Eishes Ach.
You can't have both ways.
The Marsha obviously holds that there is no Eishes Ach. Fine.
I understand. You can't have it both ways. There's no such thing. You can't have it both ways. If we remove the Eishesach and he can get married to his brother's, he can't get married to his brother's wife because we remove the Eishesach. So now just be married to the brother's wife. No problem. You have to either be bepoil in the mitzvah of, or the tzura of Yibam, or whatever that is. The only, you can't have both sides of the coin and say, okay, just get married to the brother's wife. What's the deal?
I don't know, but just tell me something in the Marsha.
Again, the language of the Marsha is lo mukayim ba mitzvah yibam klal. Simply speaking, you're not doing anything yibam dick here.
Yeah, okay, so that's why we're having trouble in understanding the Marsha. The Marsha says, you know, mekayim ba mitzvah yibam klal, which sounds to say that there's no yibam. So how in the world does the Zika go off? So you give Kedushin. Let's say the Kedushin is Tzayves Midaraisa. Then you give a get. But good, but there's Zika here. And you never did Yibum, you never did Chalitza. So what's the Marsha saying?
It's an impossibility. Somebody would have in mind not to do Yibum. If somebody have in mind not to do Yibum, it doesn't work because he's doing Yibum.
I'm agreeing to you, it's fair. I'm asking the question. I'm waiting for an answer. They're telling me that it's fair doesn't help me. I know it's fair. I need an answer.
I'm saying is he's doing Yibam without Mekayim some kind of mitzvah, it sounds like to me. It's just saying he's doing every Maisa Yibam with not having a mind to do Maisa Yibam.
Okay, so you want to say, okay, I hear what you're saying. I didn't hear you say that before. So you want to say that maybe we mentioned the possibility in the Adaf Chaf and the Riva. The Riva said, I think we mentioned it. Riva held that Abirish Riva Sakasha. How do we say Esay Deichel also say by Basuda? There's no Akama shame because she can't get pregnant. So that means that the Riva obviously held that if you do a Bia that's not right Akama shame, there's no Kiyam Mitzvah Yibum because there's no Esay Deichel also say. Correct type is Sakasha on the Riva. So how do you understand why Niknas the Biashoka Darka and Hara? So I think we said, I don't remember if we saw someone who said it, that L'chaira, you have to say to defend the Riva, that you have to split the Kinyan and the Mitzvah. Even though the Riva holds, you don't get a Mitzvah if it's a Biash and a Roy, I come at shame, but you're still kind of Kinyan Yibum. Because in a Bia Shaloka Darka, Ha'ara is kind of Kinyan Yibam. And a Chinami, the Riva will say, you did not fulfill a mitzvah because it's not Roy Lakam Hashem. It's obviously no better than having a Bia with a Besuda that the Riva holds as no mitzvah.
Okay, but if that is good enough to patter herself, why is it not pattering the Tzara?
What?
If it's good enough to patter her, to sever her Zika, why doesn't it do it to the Tzara?
Excellent question, but I'm just saying over what Shmuel said. Now you can go and attack him. So Shmuel was saying, I think what Shmuel was saying, is that when the Marsha says that you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Yibum, but just because you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Yibum doesn't mean that you're not making a Kinyan Yibum. So the Shnei did him the Frodim. So therefore, he's making a Kinyan Yibum, which is, the Rasha does not say, this is Shmuel's Chiddush, okay? But the Chara, we can live with such a Chiddush. And the Kinyan Yibum is Mafkia Zika. Okay? That was his job. Correct, Sandy Akasha, if this is a Yibum that works to be Mafkia Zika, so just like Yibum is Mafkia your own Zika, Yibum is Mafkia the Zika of the Tzara that works through a Shlichut, however it works. So if this Maisa is able to mafkia your own Zika, because it's the Kinyan Yibum is mafkia your own Zika, so it should be able to mafkia the Tzara Zika. What's the difference? So that would be, that's good. That's a good kasha on this chat.
Again, if it was again, if it's not mekayim the mitzvah, the tour is only.
We don't need the kiyum mitzvah. The whole pshat is that you don't need kiyum mitzvah to be mafkia the zika.
Well, again,
if you don't need kiyum mitzvah to be mafkia the zika, so you did whatever you need to be mafkia zika, so it should help for the tzara, because we're saying that we never need. If you don't need kiyum mitzvah mafkia zika for yourself, then there's no reason you should need kiyum mitzvah mafkia zika of the tzara. That's a kasha. That's a good kasha. Okay, so maybe you're trying to answer that kasha, but okay, that's a good kasha. All right. What Rebbe, else? Anybody have a different shot?
Rebbe, isn't there some kind of, I remember seeing some svara that says get and chalitza are connected. It get is a form of chalitza.
Yeah, but the ma'aseh we know get doesn't work on zika.
Normally,
you know, if you try to give a get on a zika, it doesn't work. So you know the get and chalitza accomplish the same thing, but get only works on ishes, and zika only works on and chalitza only works on zika. You can't do a chalitza to an isha, and you can't do a get to a zika.
But if he does mimer and then gives a get, the only option left is chalitza after that.
Okay,
right?
But that's mimer because you still have a zika. That's mimer, that's kedushin.
Is it shayach to say that the marsha means that when you start with a certain zika, that's a certain level ishus. Now lamaisa, it was raised right. Now they did it the wrong way. You're right. You're going through the other track of kedushin, but lamaisa, the status of that yachas has been raised to what he's calling Ishtel Chaldavar. So he like blew the Zika. In other words,
blow the Zika.
Because the Zika was a certain level, let's say 5 out of 10 in terms of a quasi marriage, right? Now his yachas with this lady went up to a 10.
Right.
You can't deny that. So then the Zika is no longer there. You're not going to say you have a 10 and you still also have a 5. Because he raised his yachas with her. She started with a certain quasiness of 5, and now he raised it to 10. You can't say you have a 10, but you also have a
smaller. I hear, but I don't hear it so much, especially if there's a difference between Zika and Kedushin, that Zika you need only, that a get can't work, and Kedushin a get does work. So there's a certain, each one has its own strength. So just because you raise it to a Kedushin, but you, why should I lose the strength of Zika? Zika has a power that a get can't take me off.
His yachas is a 10 and it's also a 5?
Why not? If they have different dinim, if each one is stronger in a different way, so just because now you got the best of both worlds, but why should you have to give up one because you got the other? Is there some rule you can't be married for two different reasons?
Thing. You married
the way, Zika and automatically disintegrates by itself. Zika bikti paka because you have a higher yachas.
If you say it's lacking in the kedushin that Zika would continue, and that's lacking in the fullness of your kedushin. The fact that this woman's susceptible to your kedushin because she's Tofi's kedushin. Then your kedushin takes its full hold, and the
Zika
get
has
works.
A din that a get can take off Zika. So in some regard, Zika is more stronger than a
kedushin. That's only to the extent that Zika prevents you from making kedushin, but
no,
because in this woman,
you from making kedushin, it's just a din that you can give a get to take off kedushin. And you can't give it debt to take off Zika.
No.
Has a certain power.
No, understood. Okay.
Debt doesn't, Kedushin doesn't have. So now you have Zika and you have Kedushin. But just because you did Kedushin, why should the Zika disintegrate?
Well, again, I guess I'm getting confused on the language here, because if you say that it would be lacking in the kedushin, should you not be able?
It's lacking. I never used such a word. I said that just because you made kedushin, it doesn't seem like a logical reason that Zika should go off. You should have
Zika is a continuation of another relationship. The fact that if you're if that relationship doesn't prevent you from being Mikadesher, then that the continuation of that relationship, despite your Kedushin, would be a Chisaron and your Kedushin being full.
Again,
I was just looking in the Sugya Beis Shammai, right? They say in the Sugya Beis Shammai, as far as whether it's Kona Kinyan Gomer or not Kona Kinyan Gomer, that it's like it's being Kona Kinyan Gomer, there'd be Ishto Gemura and be in Poteriser with Chalitza.
That's because he owes that the Maimer is part of the Mitzvah Beis Shammai. Okay, I don't know. I don't know.
But Rabbi, maybe it's the same thing that Rabbi Noble was saying, but really it's the opposite way, meaning that the Kedushin here lowers the Zika, and the Sagila is that it's enough, meaning the Zika is a higher level, and the Kedushin here lowers that
level. How does Kedushin lower Zika? Why should Kedushin lower Zika?
Because it's not, I mean, it weakens the bond somewhat because you're already were tying something.
Why does
you did
because
you were
weaken, I don't know.
It's not so funny because you'll say you're still Nasa Ishto Hodover. You were doing, you did something. It's not Yibam, but it's some type of Nasa Ishto Hodover that you're benefiting the Hakama Shem a little bit. Therefore, you're lowering.
It's not fair because I'm going to say, bring a raya. You need a raya to these svaras. And then I'm going to say a svara. And you're going to say, make me a raya. And I'm not going to bring a raya. So I'm being not fair. But that's how it is.
Can I just try one more thing?
Yes.
That maybe Kedushin Tyson, the Mashal learns, is a new Siba. In other words, it's not a sinan on the that itself, the condition type may like run by that itself. It's mechai. It's how do we say it? It's
Dan and
Yiddish. That it's control. But I'm just saying is that the Mashal is saying is that when kedushin is types in the isha, that there is the mitzvah is there because of the kedushin. In other words, once Kedushin is Toithes, then she herself is Mechayiv, and it's Mechayiv. That itself tells her that she herself is Mechayiv and Yibam. It's not the first class mitzvah Yibam, but once an Isha is Kedushin, that's what you say, even by Chayiv Lav Natsay. Once she's Kedushin is Toithes, Sagila Beget. She herself. But,
okay, I know. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna buy it. Sorry. It's where you say as far as a dime a dozen. Okay. Somewhat flat. Okay. You all right, Shmuel? I don't know, you turned off. You turned off.
Yeah. No.
Okay, you need a ride. I would say a different shot. You tell me I'm gonna need a ride too. But I would say a shot like this. We have Zika. Get doesn't take off Zika. Get only takes off Kedushin. Hagufa Plia. Doesn't make sense. We know Kedushin is a stronger Ishas than a Zika. If a Get can take off Kedushin, why can't a Get take off Zika? The Teretz is.
It's like,
Ruby,
not only that, a Get can take, if she does
Zika. I'm a kasha. I'm not really asking a kasha, but I'm asking a kasha. What is the logic that get doesn't work to take off Zika? To go to a regular Yavama and you give her a get, it doesn't work. Why don't we say it's a kava chaymer? Mada get can take off ishes, which is an iser, kares, misos, super strong ishes. So why can't a get destroy a Zika, which only a quasi ishes?
You're not the violin to do it.
I'm trying to say Epshan. Give me a minute to try to say Epshan. So the answer I would say is Zemin the fun that he anosenes. The fact that you're weaker than Kedushin is why the get doesn't work. In other words, it's like the get is a very powerful machine. And it only works. It's like you go ahead and you have a I don't know what it's called, a one of these machines, like a claw that picks up a crane with a claw on it at the end. So it wants to pick up something. So it can pick up 1,000 pounds, something. But if it wants to pick up a little feather, it can't because it's too little. Doesn't fit into the machine is built for 1,000 pounds, right? And I know what
Rebbe, that logic doesn't Rebbe, make every Gemara what? And Kiddushin. Every Gemara and Kiddushin argues with that. That's what
okay. The Gemara okay, good. I'm saying Zetman the fun from the fact that the Torah said in Svara we wouldn't have said such a thing maybe, but the fact that the Torah said that Get takes off Kiddushin and Get doesn't take off Zika. Even though Zika is simply a mini Kedushin. So apparently then in this case, the mini is what saves you because the get is too powerful. So it's so powerful that it misses the mini. So what do? You go ahead and if I have a something that's too skinny and therefore the claw, I don't know if that's the right word, is it called the claw? What's it called? Can't pick it up. So what you do is you make it fatter, and then the claw can work. So what do? You go ahead and you make it heavier. Now you make it heavier so you can pick it up. So I go ahead, this Zika, the get doesn't work on it because it's only a mini Kedushin, and get only works on full Kedushin. So what do? I go ahead and I'm a Kaddisher. And now it's like it's Shalda called Dover. So now that she is, one second. Now that she is 100% your wife, now you can only Mikasha Babia because Kedushay Kesef isn't Taifes Mitaraisa. That's my only Mitarabana. But I do Kedushay Bia. Kedushay Bia, Bia is kind of Kenyan Kedusha, not Kenyan Yibum.
Rebbe means Yibum?
I'm trying to say this for this.
Rebbe saying, you're talking about Yibum?
I'm thinking this Yavama, who's a chayve la, who there's no mitzvah yibum. There's no mitzvah yibum because ain't essay doicha losa say when it's etcher to kaim shneim. So you can't do yibum. See, if you're mekadesher b'kesef, kedusha kesef never works on a Yavama. But if you're mekadesher b'bia, so you end up getting a kinyan kedushin because kedushin taisim b'chayve lavim. And there's no Isser Eishes Och Legabe Bia because the Torah takes off Eishes Och Legabe Bia.
But shouldn't touch the Zika.
Yeah, one second. So now you go ahead and you do a Kedushin. You do a Bia. You become Naseke Ishtar Lechol Dover, which is just a code word of saying she is 100% married. So now there's no reason why it gets shouldn't work. The touch only the reason why Get
Rebbe's
didn't work
problem.
On Zika. One second, please. The only reason why Get didn't work on a Zika is because it was too little. But once it becomes equal to a regular size Kedushin, the Fakir is Kedushin.
But it doesn't. The whole question was it should stay.
Plus a Zika. Let me finish.
Rebbe's whole question on me was it
plus,
could stay.
I'll let you scream at me in a minute. Let me just finish talking. So it's Kedushin plus a Zika. So for sure, a get works, and the get can remove it totally. So that's why she's potter. Now, why doesn't it apply to the tzara? Because the tzara, the get wasn't given to the tzara. The kedushin wasn't done to the tzara. The kedushin, the yibum or chalitza, so that works through shlichus. You mekayim the mitzvah, whatever. So then, if you mafkia zika through yibum or chalitza. So however it's mafkia from me, it's mafkia from the tzara, because you did the mitzvah, whatever. But this is a whole different way of being mafkia zika. This is the mafkia zika. You're not mafkia, because since it became a full-fledged ishus, get can take it off. So obviously the tzara who never became a full-fledged ishus, and the tzara that never got a get, so of course it doesn't go off. That's pashut, because the reason to go off doesn't apply to the tzara. Okay, what did you want? Yeah, you give
one
you
a second. Name. Could one of the other brothers do
Zika for the Easter Gufa? What about the Zika for the Easter Gufa?
What?
What about the Zika for the Easter Gufa?
For the Easter, for the who?
For the Easter.
He's saying the Isha.
Yeah, the Zika for the Isha becomes now you added a Kedushin. And a Kedushin.
The question was that
now the lady has Zika plus Kedushin. And once it becomes Kedushin, then a get can work on it. Beforehand, a get couldn't work because it was too small. The marriage was too weak. So get could work on a weak marriage. Get can't work on a weak marriage. So what you have to do is you have to build up the marriage.
Rebbe's question is you're not. Rebbe's question on me was you're not building it. Rebbe's question on me was what I was saying that it's same thing. It's making it bigger. Rebbe said, "What do you mean? The Zika should stay at a 5, and you should also have a regular marriage.
So you end up with a 15. That's what I'm saying. You end up with a
15. Why? It's a separate track.
I'm not saying they add together.
He could get they're fatter. Both. But
I would say it's a 15. You have a Zika. Zika is only a 5. A get can't work on anything less than a 10. You had a Kedushin, so now you get 15. Oh, okay. Get can work. Once get can work, so get works.
I thought Rebbe's problem was it's a different track. You have to use Yibam. Okay, so if it's not Yibam, then it's
your track. So I take back. I didn't mean to ask you there's two tracks. I just meant just because you're adding get, Kedushin, doesn't mean the Zika is not there. So now you have 15. So then the get doesn't remove the Zika because the get can't remove Zika. That was my question. So my answer is that the reason why get doesn't remove Zika is not because there's some din that get can't remove Zika. It's because get can't remove Zika because Zika is too weak. And get to some kind of din that get cannot work on such a weak guy. It's against the rules. You're not allowed to go fishing and catch a little fish. It's unfair. You can't get can't work on a little guy. But if your little guy gets fatter and becomes bigger and becomes greater, so then the get can work on it.
When I said before that the Zika's raised, Rebbe had a problem with that. Without all of Rebbe's tire,
because
I just
you didn't give a svara that the reason why get doesn't work on Zika is because Zika's too weak. You were just so, if there's some a din that get doesn't work on Zika because get can't work on Zika, so then you can't say this, chat.
Why? It's not Zika anymore. It makes sense. It's Zika plus. What do you mean?
The reason why get doesn't work on Zika is because the Zika is too weak. So that then it's saying that then it makes sense that when you increase the Zika with the Kedushin, so now the guy can work on it.
But Rebbe, according to the Beishami, it holds 100%. How come get doesn't work? Beishami holds that it is 100%. It's Mami Shabbat. So how come it doesn't work according to Rebbe? Just get.
Beishami holds what's 100%.
That Mimer is 100% Kedushin, it's 100%. It's 100% Kedushin and get should therefore work. He doesn't hold that it's weak. He holds it's 100%.
I do not know. I do not know. I don't know Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai holds that Mimer is kind of midiraisa.
Right.
Okay, I'm not sure. And I don't know. I don't know if they...
They say it's not Kona Kenyan Gummer, though. You're not being fair because it's clear over there. They say that the reason why it requires Chalitza is because it's not Kona Kenyan Gummer. Here, there's no Chisar on the Kenyan because it's high Kedushin Tosin Bechai Vilavin, according to Marsha.
Okay. Thanks. So I hear. I don't know that Gemara, but it could be. Hopefully, Shamir helped me. Okay. See, that's why we know. That's why you came today. You have to come to help me some more, but okay. Anyway,
can you explain again why it doesn't work for the Sara?
Because the whole reason why we're saying like this, we're saying that there's a technicality. The get breaks a strong marriage, but obviously the get was only given to her. Why should a get break the Sara's marriage? Yibum is not in Chalitza. It's working through the, you did the mitzvah. Yibum and chalitza are mitzvahs. And the fulfillment of the mitzvah takes off the zika because Hashem said, so since you got the mitzvah with one, so we have no desire for the other. So once you fulfilled the mitzvah, you did yibum to one, that's all we want. You did chalitza to one, that's all we want. So when you're removing the Zika because you're fulfilling the mitzvah. So of course, so then of course it worked. You do the one, you fulfill the mitzvah. The Torah got what it wanted, was interested in. So it goes, the zikah goes off for both. That's the shlichus, whatever the system exactly is. But it's something in that logical vein. You're fulfilling what Hashem wanted, so there's no reason for there to be a zik anymore. Over here, we're not saying you fulfilled what Hashem wanted. Really, you played a trick. Really, Hashem would want Yibum. According to what I'm saying here, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. And because you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, Hashem gave a zikah to force you to do the mitzvah. Now you figured out a trick how to destroy the zikah without fulfilling the mitzvah. Okay, that's a trick. But you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. You're not going to go up to Olam Haba and say, I fulfilled the mitzvah Yibum or Chalitza because I got rid of the zikah. You got rid of the zikah through some lumnisha trick that you were able to get rid of the Zika, but you did not fulfill mitzvah. So you got rid of the Zika by giving a get. The get was only given to this woman. Why in the world did it work for the other woman?
Do the brothers still have a Zika to the Tzara?
Does the brothers still have a Zika to the Tzara? I do not know. I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. The Marsha is very ambiguous. The Marsha says it doesn't work for the Tzara. So you want to know, would it work for this woman, the Gabi, for this woman. For this woman, the Gabi, the brother.
If he dies, you're going to have Zika Shnei Yevamim, right?
For this woman,
she's
an anxious up. Okay, so that's very good. So you answered your own question. So very good.
But the tsar is to the first brother, the brother that died, they're not going to be.
Okay, well, it doesn't bother the tsar is to her, so it sure doesn't bother the tsar is to the other brother.
Again, just to point out, it comes out.
What kind of Zika is that?
What?
What kind of Zika is it? It's a split Zika. It's a Zika which is partially done. We never heard a Zika works to the two, to all the wives, to all the brothers.
There was a Zika to all the wives and all the brothers. Now you went ahead and you did Kedushin. By doing Kedushin, you automatically, you were correct in saying, you took off the Zika from all the other brothers because she's an heir of an Eshazach. Then you left the Zika to him. Now he gave a get, takes off the Zika to him. So fine.
One second. He doesn't take off the Chiv Chalitza to the other brothers. Why would he take off the Chiv Chalitza? The self Chalitza from the first brother died.
No Chiv Chalitza by an Erba. It's an Eishes Ach. Eishes Ach destroys Zika's Yibum and Chalitza.
Even if it became an Erba after the middle?
Yes. You know, even if it became an Erba after
the... Okay, fine. The Tsaras.
Tsaras is nothing. So Tsaras remained the same. The Marsha said that the only path doesn't path to the Tsaras.
But it's that you're splitting the Zika. A Zika is one thing. There's one Zika. The Zika is to all the wives and all the brothers.
I didn't split the Zika. The Marsha split the Zika. They're bothering me. The Marsha says Beferish that she's Potter, but the Tsaras are not Potter. So the Marsha split the Zika. So I'm saying the Marsha. That when you're removing the Zika through Yibam or Chalitza, so then you can't split because it's Shlichut. I get the mitzvah, you do the mitzvah, Hashem takes off the Zika. But if you figure out some technical loophole that you're able to just, you figured out some medicine, which is an anti-Zika powder, and you sprinkle this anti-Zika powder, which is means a get, on the Zika, so that only the Zika, one that you sprinkled it on, it goes off.
That brings me to my second point. Second point is, why are we saying Zika is weaker? It's not weaker. It's different. Zika has a power to connect to multiple brothers and multiple wives at the same time. There's no other power that has that.
But it definitely has a weakness because it doesn't make an Isser Kares. It only makes an Isser Lav. It doesn't make a Lotafsi Bo Kedushin. So right. Zika has... certain, it doesn't have to have all. It has certain weaknesses of that Ashes Ish has. That it does not make an Isser Kares, doesn't make a Lotafsi Bo Kedushin. So the get, which is the Torah, the fact that the Torah said, the get only works on an Eishes Ish and doesn't work on a Zika. I think we have a drasha that says that. I don't remember. So therefore, that tells us that that in order that for some reason, get can only work on a stronger marriage, a marriage that makes an Isser Eishes Ish, a marriage that makes it Otafsi Bakadushin. But marriage that doesn't have the power to do those things, get can't work on. So what you have to do is you have to make it a stronger marriage. You make it a stronger marriage, and now get could do those, could work on it.
Right. Maybe this is a bad question. I don't know. But so what does the Gemara mean by in Baal Lukanu is a shlug up? Because according to Rebbe, they say that Baal Lukanu just means in this system. Why is in Baal Lukanu, the Gemara shlugs it up, the in Baal Lukanu? What do you mean? In Baal Lukanu, there's no right, there's no kasha because in Baal Lukanu and then Rebbe's new system.
That's an excellent question. And I believe that's a Shara Melech's question, no? I think that's a Shara Melech's question on the Marsha. So
yes.
Yeah, okay. So that's a good question. So did you see that? Two great minds work together, you and the Shara Melech, right? So I think that's his question. Okay. Be'ezras Hashem, we're going to have to try and answer that question. But we're going to have to try and answer that question in a way that makes the Shara Melech, you know, we don't want to say the Shara Melech missed the whole boat in the Marsha, because we don't like to argue with the Shara Melech and that they misunderstood the Marsha. But okay, maybe there's some kind of let's look.
Rebbe, just one other point. Rebbe's Mahalik, it comes out that really the Zika from the first Yavam, the Zika from the first brother still exists, just the get of the second brother is able to matter it. So then it really comes out that if the second brother dies, you've got Ashes Shnei Mesim on that death, right? So you have Nimsa, you have Ashes Shnei Mesim in a Torah.
Okay, I don't know. That is too hard of a question. Ashes Shnei Mesim, and you know, I'm not into that sugya. That what would happen if he died before he gave the get? He died before they gave the get. So the worst comes to worst, it would be Ashes Shnei Mesim. Okay. Maybe, but I don't know. Maybe.
And another question is that according to Rebbe, it should come out that there should never be a havamina that you should require both get and chalitza. Meaning, once you've been kona yavama, all you should be required to do is
if give a you're get. Gonna be deraisa.
Right. So then it's very difficult.
Deraisa. Then okay. The Marsha is saying, not that there's no Havamina, there's definitely room for Havamina.
But no, the
is Medayik from this Gemara, from the fact that the Gemara only discusses the Ptura Tzara and never discussed Ptura herself, that if you can get that, the get would take off both.
Right, no, but the Gemara, for example, the Gemara in Daf Yud Testament Beis asks that despite the Drasha of Megarsha Begeto Machzira, since we have Yevum and Rishonim, you should still require chalitza as well. So then that really doesn't make sense. I mean, if we're saying Megarsha, if Lotcha tells us that you got a full marriage here, then as a result, then your get should work regardless of whether Yevum and Rishonim are here or not here, because it gets the most powerful thing. And if you've got full Ishas here, then it can wipe out whatever's here, whether it's Zika, whether it's marriage that you made yourself.
Where is this Gemara?
Rashi on Yud Tes and Mabiz.
Bottom
Rashi.
Hold on, the contrary gets rolled over. The Lamech, Shmigar, Shmiget, Umaxira. Hotanami, name of Yama, thank you, Michelle, and have the boy. Okay, maybe that's because of the Pasik. The pasuk of Adayin Yavam and Rishonah tells you.
Marsh is asking that there should be an additional application of Yavum and Rishonim that you should additionally require chalitza.
Yeah,
but again, okay. Rebbe is saying the fact that you have a marriage.
Maybe that's group out there reading the pasuk. That even after you give again, Adayin Yavam and Rishonim.
But Rebbe, no, it's not post get. There's no implication from the pasuk.
That's what you say. So maybe I say it means a dying Yavir Shemalel, even both get.
Okay, they got to show that.
Maybe,
okay.
Maybe, I don't know. Okay, anyway, let me
look at it. Is it critical for the structure?
It's a good question. Is it critical? You got me a little bit, but maybe. What? I'm sorry.
Is it critical for this structure to say that the reason that get doesn't take off Zika is because Zika is small?
Yeah, I think so.
The main thrust seems to be that if you have a backdoor way of taking off the Zika, it doesn't affect the brothers, and that if it's too small, when you add Kedushin, it somehow bonds and blends to the Kedushin, and then the get removes all the Ishas.
Right.
Right? So saying that the get doesn't take off a Zika because Zika is too small is a Chiddush in Havana, because a claw like sticks in and pulls out so they can't get a grip on something which is too small. A get destroys and undoes Ishas. Does Rebbe mind to say that it's not that it's too small, but it's qualitatively different? And the Torah never gave a get to remove Zika. But if you pile in Kedushin,
then it's hard to hear why, when it changed, connects with Kedushin, does it lose its qualitative difference?
Because there's one track of Ishas, and the Ishas of a Zika is a lower level. It morphs into regular Ishas when it's taken over by Kedushin.
Doesn't that mean it's too small?
Not because it's too small, but
because it's a different track, then why should it lose its track? It's a little hard to hear. Why should, if there's some other reason why, because Zika is a different form of Ishas, and get only works on type A and not type B. So just because you added the Kedushin, how did you stop being type A?
No, but even more than that, if the Zika is removed, then you are effectively saying bo kanu, boil your kana, because the Zika is removed. And clearly he's saying, we're not saying bo kanu, so therefore the Zika can't be removed.
It's not a fair question, because the Shar HaMelech bombs
that.
You're right, it's just we don't know the answer to that. Let's look at the Karni Re'im. The Karni Re'im attacks the Marsha. So the Marsha said, but Rashi disagrees with him. It's nearer the Divre Rashi near it. The Rashi's right. The Ein Inya Bezeh, the Ma, the Ktushin Toivim, the Chai Velavim. What does it make a difference, the Ktushin Toivim? The kivin she's kuka lechalitza, below the yibum. Now, if you did bia, but that bia is not yibum, you're not talking for yibum. If came the mahani akadushin lafuke chiyev chalitza. So what's going to take off the zika for chalitza, the chiyev chalitza? It's not yibum. You don't need. You're not supposed to do yibum. You don't mitzvah yibum. So what's he asking? That was Aleph, right? I'm reading Aleph. And Days is also on the Karni Reim. Days also goes here, or Days goes somewhere else? I don't know where the
Days.
What?
Where do we have a Beis?
Oh, there's no Beis? I'm sorry.
I mean, he continues.
Vizeh Barer.
I have a Samach.
I have a Nun. I thought that was a Beis. The Nun. Vizeh Barer. Dilav Kelchi, my Machim, Odin Baro Kondo, Odin Rabbat Kinesh Shechitza, Odochi. Harry, we call it a saga be get. Okay, no, I'm a cordomani get. So he's asking two kashas. One is he doesn't understand the svara, which is the first kasha. And then he asks the Yabodo Kano svara kasha. Okay, but what's the first kasha? The first kasha is, again, the ain't in him is that a mahatik tushin toitim a chai ve lavim. The kiva the he's kuka the chalitza below the yibum him came lo mahani akadusha afuge chiyav chalitza. It sounds like from his lashon that he understood the marsha not like me, right? Sounds like from his lashon that he understood the marsha that somehow or another, which is something like the guys were saying before, not like me, I have to admit, that you're somehow or another, you're fulfilling the mitzvah's yibum. And because you're doing yibum. Because when you're, since you're, you have beer with this lady, and now it's like Yishra l'chol davar, so you're fulfilled mitzvah's yibum. So he's asking, but you're skuka l'chalitza below the yibum. So how can this thing be mafkia zika when you're not zaka kli yibum? Right, that sounds like what he's asking. Now there's, it sounds like he understood the marsha. I have to that you're is considered as if you did yibum.
That's not what I was saying. I don't know what Rebbe said the guys before, but if I'm included, I was not saying that it's
not you, not you. But it's sort of like what we were saying in the beginning, that there's a kinyan, there's a mice, there's a yibum without the mitzvah yibum. So, and the marsha is saying that I don't know who said that. I'm sorry. Shmuel said it. That there's a maisa yibum without the mitzvah yibum, and the maisa yibum removes the zika. So Sandy asked the question. So if there's a maisa yibum, why doesn't it remove the zika from the tzara? Okay, that was the first shot. So it sounds like that the Karni Reim understood the marsha that way, and his gosh is that would make sense if you're zakat lichad yibum. So if you're zakat liyibum, so a ma'isa yibum can take off a zika liyibum. But since you're zakat lechalitza below the yibum, so how can this take off zika? Because the yibum don't help you.
Why does he mention saying
somehow or another the kedushin is alum the shayibum? But yibum don't do nothing because you're zakuk lechalitza below the yibum.
Why does he mention chalitza? His whole point is ain zakuk liyibum. How does the kedushin do anything? Why does he say kivon zakuk lechalitza below the yibum?
He should just say. Oh, he has to say that she's zakuk. So he's saying the zika.
He should just say kivon she'ain zakuk liyibum.
Well, okay, it means even though she's ain zakuk liyibum, but she's still zakuk because of chalitza. You need that she's zakuk for chalitza, otherwise she'd be mutter l'shuk. He's saying she's zakuk, she's also in the shuk because she's zakuk in the chalitza, but she's not zakuk liyibum. So what is the kedushin going to help? Granted that you, Marsha, are saying that the kedushin is some kind of lum de shayibum, but she's not zakuk liyibum. And I mean, right. I think that's said what he's saying. So in other words, he sounds like I'm just admitting that I was wrong, but I'm such a big bow guy, but I won't admit that I'm wrong. But I admit that the Karnei Re'eim did not learn the Marsha the way I read it.
Karnei
Re'eim, I think, read the Marsha like Shmuel read it. I don't know the answer to Sandy's question. And then the Karnei Re'eim has his own question.
He's clearly learning that at the time of the Kedushin, right then, if you stop the time, the Chalitza is Paka. That's what the Marsha is saying. Rebbe's whole word is to say that if you never did the Kedushin, then it would goof and never that Zika is still there, right? And as according to him, it happens right when the Kedushin happens. He doesn't understand why, but he's saying that cuts the Chalitza somehow. And Rebbe's word is, no, if you never, you stay married on 20 years and you never do the, never get, you'll never, yeah. You'll never, okay, take off the Zika.
Yes, I agree. He's not saying like me.
Okay. Rebbe, just one point, Rebbe. The Marsha didn't come out of nowhere. The Marsha wouldn't go up against Rashi out of nowhere. The Marsha had a hechrich because the Gemara doesn't say oisah. So whatever the Kani Rebbe is going to say, you can't just say, okay, I hold like Rashi. I mean, obviously the Marsha felt so strongly to bring
it. The diak is not the strongest diak, obviously.
I'm just saying the Marsha is coming up with a whole shot because the Gemara is not like that. Oh, against Rashi. Very funny.
Rebbe, just as a second point, The Avne Meluim Meferish learns there is no Torah's Kedushin on this woman, only a Torah's Yibum. So as far as that approach here, you know, that they're going to have Pashup Shah, he understands the Marsha that way as well.
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay. I could say that too, that the Torah's Yibum, according to me, is not working to Mevkiya Zika Yib, because only the mitzvah, since there's no mitzvah. Just like I agree with Sandy, that the same way that it can't take off the Zika of the Tzara, it can't take off her own Zika. So even if it's a Kenyan Yibum, but if a Kenyan Yibum without a Mitzvah Yibum, does not take off the Sarah Zika. So a Kenyan Yibam without a Mitzvah Yibam would not take off her own Zika. But since you get a Kenyan Yibam, you have a Chalos Kedushin. Okay, I'm going to go. Okay, Yashikach, everyone. We'll think about this, and maybe we'll either look if someone talks about it. I assume there's no Marsha Aruch on Yevamos. I'm not familiar with that, such a cipher. But I don't know. But okay. All right, Yashikach. Okay, good night.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you.
Thank you.